Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 9th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few updates today, starting with Apple's Give Back Recycling program. Apple has long promoted its reuse and recycling initiative with offering Apple Store credit for qualified device trade-ins. Now, a recent change to the program has improved the experience by offering instant credit when starting a trade-in when buying a new iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, or Mac. Next up is Samsung, which unveiled a new hardware lineup today at its media event, which includes a new 6.4-inch Galaxy Note 9 phone and new competition to the Apple Watch and HomePod. That puts the Note 9 at 1 inch larger than the Note 8, but likely a little smaller than Apple's rumored iPhone X Plus, expected next month, which will likely be 6.5 inches. As for the new Galaxy Watch, it will feature Samsung's version of Siri called Bixby and include health tracking features, but the LTE version won't be available until later this year. And Samsung's HomePod competitor is called the Galaxy Home. Samsung only previewed the Galaxy Home, which also features the Bixby Smart Assistant, but it gave no release date or price. It will work with Spotify, however. The design and size won't make HomePod fans envious, though. Read 9to5 Google or check out the 9to5 Google Daily podcast for more details. And Sonos announced today that its Alexa-enabled speakers, the Sonos One and Sonos Beam, will work with Amazon's Useful Announcements feature. This lets you use Alexa-enabled speakers from Sonos and Amazon as sort of an intercom system. Just create an announcement from one speaker, and it's automatically delivered to other Alexa-enabled speakers throughout your home. This was also one feature that Amazon Echoes offered that couldn't be found on Sonos speakers with Amazon Alexa built in before today. In HomeKit Weekly this week, we look at the NanoLeaf remote, which is a 12-sided orb that lights up and controls NanoLeaf light panels based on which side is facing up. The NanoLeaf remote can also be programmed in Apple's Home app to control any HomeKit accessories or scenes, which makes it the most capable HomeKit controller on the market. Comparable HomeKit controllers only work with up to 3 accessories or scenes, not 12. Check out the story for more details. And also in the HomeKit space is an interesting update to an iOS app called Controller for HomeKit. A new version released this week includes the ability to both backup and restore HomeKit configurations, which is useful for troubleshooting problems that make you reset your HomeKit configuration or easily switching between configurations with seasonal automations, like controlling your irrigation system in the summer or running a heating system in the winter. The app is free to try, with a handy backup and restore feature included in a $6.99 Pro in-app purchase. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.